This is Ted Kennedy. It's Labor Day, and appropriately enough, Congress returns this week to take up the minimum wage. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, this week begins the final four weeks before Congress adjourns for the election. There's plenty of unfinished business, but high on the list is a long overdue measure to raise the minimum wage. You'd be for it too, Al, if you could see through all the business anti-worker propaganda. No one fears more for the future of the country than a well-paid executive raising the minimum wage for his lowest-paid employees. Those workers haven't had a raise since 1981, Al. The minimum wage is sub-poverty pay. It's been stuck at $3.35 an hour for 7 straight years. Raising it now is the best way to help the 5 million working poor. They'd rather work than live on welfare, and they deserve a decent wage. Tune into them on this Labor Day, Al, and tune out the executive suite propaganda.
Ted, you continue to dong on the relationship between poverty and the minimum wage. The two ain't related. They don't even live in the same house. The last minimum wage increase occurred in 1981. The actual value of that wage has fallen by 25% since 1981. If raising the minimum wage really keeps people out of poverty, then the number of those in poverty should have gone up since 1981. But guess what? The numbers have dropped. Very few minimum wage earners live in poverty. 7 out of every 10 minimum wage workers are members of families with incomes over 1.5 times the poverty level. Raising the minimum wage does not help the working poor. The raising of prices and the loss of job opportunities will actually hurt them. And that is just exactly what will happen with your hefty, lefty increase idea, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on School Prayer. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.